Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
I can't say that it was easy. It has been troubling, and it's brought back a lot of old feelings of anger and frustration, is what Marcia Mount Shute said the other day when she was back in Chapel Hill to talk about her new book, Touchdowns for Jesus and Other Signs of Apocalypse, Lifting the Veil on Big Time Sports. Well, Marcia is an ordained Presbyterian minister and a theologian. Her husband, John Shute, is a football coach now at Purdue. But since John was coaching at Carolina between 2007 and 2011, when the athletic academics scandal first erupted, the release of the Weinstein Report while she was back in town meant that she would be asked her reactions at every book promotion event. She described the, quote, feelings of helplessness about the correct message getting out or the truth being fully presented. She continued, "It is also hard to sit here and think about the fact that our family had to move and John lost his job. There were jobs that John was told he couldn't get because of this academic scandal. And this has deeply affected our lives and the lives of many players that were not involved in that. And I feel like we are here today to talk about the really pressing issues in sports. And this brings to the surface one of the most pressing, and that is the issue of integrity for universities in this country." And Marcia continued, "UNC has continued to say that their integrity has been threatened by this academic scandal. Well, I want to put back to the university, just as I have during this several-year period, if you want to look at the eligibility threat to your integrity, look at your consent to the NCAA system of keeping players eligible. Eligibility," she says, "gave birth to this paper class scandal." In her book, she explains why the eligibility standards are a threat to the university's integrity. She says, "Dummy classes and loosened admission standards are also red herrings. While anyone interested in academic integrity will agree that classes that don't actually meet and classes that don't require any work should not be part of one's academic experiences, most people answer a jovial yes to the question of whether they had any bunny courses in college." So she says the more pressing question is about the quality of education players are encouraged to receive during their tenure as a student. If players should be thankful, quote, just to have a scholarship, as many people remark when the question of paying players comes up, shouldn't that scholarship mean that they get a life-enhancing education? While NCAA and university standards about eligibility had the desire for players to receive a meaningful degree as their stated intention, the effect of these regulations has often taken things in the opposite direction. The stakes are so high for everybody that working to stay eligible can often replace life-giving learning." Unquote. Well, Marcia Mount Shute's message may be as welcome to university leaders as the messages of the Old Testament's prophets were to the kings of Israel. And she'd take that as a compliment. This is D.G. Martin.